Perek Aleph Pasuk Tes. Hochras Mincha. Okay, it's we're in a bad place right now. The pasuk we ended with spoke about a basula who's crying for her dead husband.
Yes,
she never even had a chance to consummate the marriage.
Right.
Okay, hochras mincha. Now, this is a bit of a grammatical issue because mincha is a feminine word. It should be hochrasa. Hachrasa mincha. But okay, it's what it means is that the mincha, which is made from grain. It's hochras, it's cut off because there is no grain. How can you bring a mincha? The Gemara in Maseches Menachos talks about how to get the grain for the Omer. Sometimes you have to go outside of Israel to get it if there's nothing growing in Israel. So, or whether you can at all. So here it says there's the mincha is cut off.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So it says hachrasa mincha v'nesech. Now, nesech is a masculine word, so it could be that hochras is going on both. So when a masculine and feminine word are used together, say when you talk about 10 men and 10 women, you say heim, heim osim.
Yes, same thing with plural.
Yeah, hochrasu mincha v'nesech. Yeah, that happens often too. All right, there is no wine, there is no grain. That could be because of locusts. It could also be because of scorched earth of soldiers.
Right.
Of Luha Kohanim Mishor Se Hashem. Alright, so one thing you get from Yoel is that he's talking during the time of the Mikdash. And it seems he's talking in Yehuda. He wouldn't talk in the north like this. Of Luha Kohanim Mishor Se Hashem?
You mean that they don't exist there? Is that what you mean?
Whoever's serving in the shrines in the north wouldn't call Mishor Se Hashem.
Right.
Alright, so he's talking about the situation in Yehuda. Right, and he's not even addressing the situation in Yisrael, and there were some gezunta famines in Yisrael. You know, at the beginning of Malachim Beis, as described in the first parak in Maseches Tainis, there's some phenomenal famines then. But he's not addressing that. He says that the Kohanim are in Avelus Kiveyachol because there's no work for them. You know, there's nothing. Right, there's no none of the. The ingredients necessary for the work they do. Shudad Sodeh. All right, now Yoel is, I think from these, you can see, is starting to exhibit the abilities that we saw in
the poetic.
Yes, we saw in Hosea. Shudad Sodeh, although here it's a shin and a sin, but.
Right, no, that's a great.
Of law Adama.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But can you read the entirety of the pasuk and see something that everyone always gives credit for Shakespeare? They say that they find it in the Latin theater, in the Roman theater as well. If we have such a thing, we have some ancient plays. You hear it? It's like an iambic pentameter. Da 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 da. Right?
Yeah.
So there's some say that in the Torah you have Ha'azinu Hashemayim Adaber, V'sishma Ha'aretz Yimrfi, Yaruv Gatol Likhi, Tizal Kamatar Yimrsi. So then your words are chosen for you because you can't use a three syllable word when you need a two syllable word for that meter, so to say. Cook wrote about this. He thought that it was. He thought when he was shown this, other people said nonsense. But it's beautiful, along with everything else the Torah is doing, whether it's alliterative.
It's giving this beautiful.
It's easier to remember, also.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so Yoel is demonstrating here in Pasuk Yud what we saw quite a great length of Hosea. Okay?
Yes.
Alright, so the Radak goes along with the party line, basically, that this is talking about what locusts do, and therefore the Kohanim are without work. Right? Okay, we'll see, you know, some psukim more than others will go in one direction. More than the other, whether these locusts are literal or not. Okay? Kishudad Dogon, another alliteration. Dalad. Right? Hovish Tirosh. It's amazing, right? Hovish Tirosh.
Yes.
The wine is dried up.
Yes.
You see, I would say something like the wine is curdled and spoiled. The wine.
Right, yes.
But you have to but you want to use a word that sounds like
yes.
Tirosh.
Yes.
It has a shin in it.
Yes.
Hovish Tirosh.
Yes.
Umlal Yitzhar. Right, so these are, it's dried up, and Yitzhar is another word for wine. I'm sorry, for oil. Umlal means that it's also obviously dried up.
Yes.
But
yes.
It's warning.
Yeah.
Hovishu Ikarim. Right? Therefore, the Ikarim, the Malbim says that this refers to the Zion Minim. Right? The Ikarim meaning what the farmers produce. In other words, whatever fruits are common in Israel are all dried up. Helilu kormim al chitav al sorry. See, he's talking about the vineyards. Are helilu is like Eli pasuk ches. Right, they're singing dirges. But in other words, he's engaging in what's called a personification. The vineyards are crying out. Right.
He does the vineyard workers, the kormim.
So they're all crying out because of the chita and the saora. Kelvad ketzir sodeh, there is no harvest in the field. Yeah. Right. Safchat sar chakla, nothing to bring out from the harvest. Hagefen hovisha v'ateina umlala rimon gam tamar v'tapuach kol atzei hasadei aveshu ki hovish sason mibnei adam. You see, he mentions all the Zion Minim here. There's only Zayas he hasn't mentioned yet. Zayas is in the Tzar.
But Tapuach is not.
So what is this Tapuach?
Yeah, what is this Tapuach?
What is a tapuach in the Tanakh?
Some used to say it was a rimon, right?
No, esrog. Esrog. Tosfos and Seches Tainis says it's an esrog.
Oh yeah, no one says.
I think that's how in Christian art came to be in the Garden of Eden, and Adam and Eve eating an apple because of the Jewish sources that talked about Adam and Chava eating an esrog. It's not. It doesn't seem to be talking about the beauty of the fruit, but the beauty of the tree. He talked about Eitz Lamakol.
Yes.
So an esrog tree is a beautiful tree.
Yes.
You know, it's according to Chazal also, it's the only tree that listened to God. It's Eitz Pri or Sepri. All right, but Lamaisa, here the tapuach, it's Pashuv Shat means an apple, but right. So. It says, Naharu rimonim af diklin v'chazur kol v'chazur. You see that? Okay, it's an apple. Targum to the word esrog is actually the word itself means a desirable thing. When Chava sees the tree and says Nechmad Leinayim, the Targum is a rogi.
Oh.
A rogi. And the Ramban at the end of Vayikra says that he thinks that it's an esrog. That we have to take mechaper for the sin by taking an esrog. Okay. Anyway. So. Chigru v'siftu akohanim heililu mishor se mizbeach. Right. So. This is according to Abarbanel, Yoel is a very late prophet. He's even later than Yirmiyahu, and he's speaking about the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Right? There is no mizbeach to accept the wine or the oil or the grain. He isn't even talking about animals anymore here. Right?
Why do there's no mizbeach? There's no offerings.
So I'd say this: we know historically that they continue to bring the korbanos until the very end.
Right.
I mean, Daniel speaks about from the time they no longer bring the tamid, count a certain amount of of it's very end of Daniel talks like that. So the question is, what's the Malbim shows that there are five times in our history where we stop the Tumid stopped being offered. It makes sense that the one that Daniel is talking about is the one closest to him. So the Talmud talks about how the Tumid stopped right before Bais Sheni was destroyed. And remember, they brought a pig up the wall instead of a sheep. Remember, but the Bais Rishon. I mean, the Malachim speaks of a horrific famine towards the end. So, Mistama, when you have famine, then they're not going to bring up, you just don't have grain to bring up at all. So, he seems to be talking about such a situation. Maybe the Mizbeach exists, but there's nothing to bring on it. But it's coming towards the end, because even in the reign of Yoshiyahu, there was plenty, and in the reign of Yoyakim, there was still plenty, and Zedekiah was when the famine came. So, it's near the end. Right, so the Mishor Se Hashem, again, he refers to them as the Mishor Se Elokai, right? They should all wear sackcloth, because we no longer have Mincha Nesach. Now the question, if you want to really just make an inquiry, was there any time during the whole reign of Yehuda where this could apply? That we just certainly nothing referenced in Tanakh.
That what where the Mizbeach existed and there was total.
Yeah, during whose reign? Yehoshaphat, Asa, whose reign?
Where there was nothing to bring.
There was nothing to bring up on the Mizbeach. This could only be right before the Chumrah. All right. Now, whether this situation is caused by a devastation of locusts or whether it's caused by soldiers, that doesn't matter for us right now when in determining this. That's the Metzias. Okay, let's continue. Katshutzon, famous pasuk. Katshutzon, kiruat tzara, isfu zekinim kol yoshvei haaretz, beis Hashem elokeichem, v'zaku el Hashem. So here's where we learn that atzara, like atzeres tielachem, refers to a gathering, right? Of something very public. So when it says when Shaul was chosen, and it says ze ya atzor ba'ami, right? Atzor means this, stop. The stop signs are. They might be etymologically connected. A ruler says stop. A ruler is able to say, my word is the stoppage point.
Yes.
So when Shaul was king, he said, Ze ya'atzor ba'ami. This one shall. What's the etymology? So Ze ya'atzor ba'ami. An atzeres.
This will be so stated, so finalized. This will be so.
Good. His word is final.
This will be the end of it.
Like a chosom, a signer.
Yeah.
Sign at the bottom. It's final. The final word is his signature.
Right.
That's why Yirmiyahu refers to a king as a chosom, and so is Chagai. I might add that the atzeres in the Torah is quite commonly used. It's like atzeres bogdim, a gathering of treacherous people. And so to hear, it's... call a gathering, because when you have a fast, usually they gather to say Tehillim, they cry, they gather in the streets, like it says in the Maseches Tainis. So that's what's happening here. So Isfu Zekinim, get the elders together. Remember, the Gemara in Tainis actually darshens this out significantly about the special fast days when there were tragedies in the country. So he says, Kol Yoshvei Haaretz Beis Hashem Elokeichem, call all the residents to the house of Hashem, V'zaku El Hashem, let's cry out to God. So the house exists, still exists, right? Right. I mean, we can argue about what's the source of this famine, but the famine is there. Aho layom. Aho is the terminology you find. You said lashon genicha v'yalala. Yeah, look in Yirmiyahu. In the very beginning, he also uses the word aho. Aho shalokin lo yadati daber kinara nochi. Look at that, vaig. Oh, it's oive. What is your English say? O, just the letter O.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah. For aha.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
Karov Yom Hashem.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The day of the Lord is nigh.
Yeah.
Now, here Yom Hashem is not lifnei bo Yom Hashem gadol b'hanara like in Malachi. Right. It's not something you want to look forward to. Like if someone has a placard, the day of the Lord is upon us. You know,
right?
This is what he's talking
about. Right.
reckoning of Hashem.
You know what? It's interesting because certainly not all the Treyasar does this, but a few of the Treyasar refer to a Yom Hashem, and it's not a good day. You want to look at Sfanya Perek Aleph Pasuk Zayin for a moment. It's funny, can be found after Micha Nachum.
Paragraph
1:7. Has mipnei Hashem Elokim. Hush before God. Almost uses
it. Yes, hush. Yeah.
Ki karov yom Hashem, ki echin Hashem zevachidish kruav. The day of God is. Malachi uses the terminology also. Look, skip to Pasuk Yud. V'yobay omahu neum Hashem kol tzalkom mishar hadogim v'ilala min ha-mishnah v'shever gadol me'hapa'os heililu yoshvei ha-machtesh. So look at Yudalit. Karov yom Hashem ha-gadol karov v'maher ma'od kol yom Hashem mar tzoreach sham gibor yom evro ha-yom ahu yom tzoro mitzuka yom shoa u'mishoa yom choshech v'afela yom onan v'arafel yom shover trua. The day, he's really concentrating on that day, the day of God.
Right.
Look at the word Yeshua Umeshua. He's not the only one to use that terminology in Tanakh, but Yom HaShoah, you see?
Yes. What Pasuk are you looking at?
That's in Pasuk Tesvav. Not Yom HaNam, it's Fanya.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I somehow got it. Yom HaShoah, yeah.
Yom HaShoah, yeah. Pasuk Tesvav. Alright, so you see that Tzfanya even elaborates on this Tzfanya does tell us it's his time period. He's in the time of just before the Chorban.
I didn't know Shoah was that old word.
Okay. Hold your breath.
Shoah on the Shoah.
Hold your breath for the next pasuk. Ready? It's a 2 second. He says, Karovim Hashem ukeshod mishadai yavo. Now he's going to try to outdo Hoshea. Shod means, shudad. He's used the word already. Shod is like a tragedy. Tragedy is coming from Shaddai.
Right.
Prophets very rarely use the word Shaddai in Tanakh. It's very rarely. It's found a lot in Eov, but outside of this week's parsha and Sefer Bereishis, it's hardly used. Look in the concordance. Cheskel uses it once or twice. Naomi seems to use it as a pun. Explain to me, you remember? You know what I'm talking about? When she comes back bereft of children, she says, Himar Shaddai Li Ma'od.
Yeah. Right?
Which made Umberto Casuto say that the terminology tends to be used when describing the loss of children or the or progeny or the or your future is,
That's Hashem, what Shaddai is.
Hashem promises Amin Tzkanako, Be'el Shaddai. Pray Orve, have great numbers, be a great nation. All right? And Yechezkel refers to it once in terms of losing children, losing numbers. And when Naomi talks about losing her sons, the pun is the breasts that nurse these two boys are bitter because they're dead. A woman is not supposed to bury children.
Right.
So she's making a pun, referring to God with the word that brings up motherhood.
Yes.
All that is in Berto Kazudo. It's not conventional. Rashi certainly has a different direction about where it's going. Rashi has it as a promise maker, and then Yud Kevav is a promise keeper. The Maharal, I believe in the Tiferes, I'm not sure where he says this, but Maharal says that Shaddai is a god of nature, a god that works mostly under the constraints of nature. The Avos largely saw me that way, even though there was Sodom, there were a few miracles here and there, but they had to work through the rules of nature, as opposed to and they saw the share of miracles. Avram in Paro's, in Agash, Hashem is Paro. However, that you can have your different interpretations of how that happens. Right. So Sarah give it to him. But the point is that Shmo, certainly Moshe is trying to tell God, the name that I present before them has to make sense to them. Right? Okay, so that's why Shod Mishadai. But here it could be just because of the alliteration. Right before our eyes, the food is off the table. There's no food. Simcha Bagil is also Nichras. Right? All joy is lost. Okay? Now, this next pasuk might qualify as the most difficult pasuk in Tanakh.
Yud Zayin?
Yeah, why would I say such a thing? Because, I'll take an educated guess. There's a special word in Greek for a word that appears only once in the Bible, with no other form of this word. No, but it's called a hepax legamina. Rashi says, "Ein lamila zu chaver b'tanach." This word has no friends. Right. Now, there are some words that appear, strange words, but the shorish is used in a different
way. Yes, in different
lots of words like that. Right. And then Besar Katana, like you have here, yes. And then we see a lamed, that's what it means. Lesa means the word never appears like this in this formulation again. Fine, kemaha pechas. That word, but hafach appears many times in Tanakh.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Tapuchos. Yeah. Right, but I know what the word means.
Right.
But there are some words where the shorish never appears again. Like, some of them are common words. The word sulam in Yaakov's dream.
Oh, is that never the only place?
You can only tell from the context that it means a ladder.
Huh.
Right? Okay, so it could be an escalator. It could be a pole, a fireman's pole. It could be a lot of different things, right?
Yeah.
There are, an educated guess, how many in the whole Tanakh?
Words that only appear one time in their own, in that, and only that short.
Sadigon made a list.
What did you say?
Hundreds, very, 95 to 100, depending on your commentary. Sadigon made a list. Alright? So, 100 amongst 24 books comprising over 1,000 prakim, right?
Right.
100. Right? You ready? There are 4 in Pasuk in Zion. Four in one pasuk. Now, arguably, I will say that according to some, megrophosehem is not a hapax because it means a fist, a growth. But not everyone holds that. Not everyone holds from that. The word a growth does appear at one other place. But of shu, no place else. No other ayin bet shit in Tanakh. Prudos, all right, I'll admit, peresh dalid, parad is an Aramaic word. Right, lahafrid, right?
Yes.
Does appear, but okay, that one I can hear. But Targum says it means barrels. So if, as barrels, that's a hapax, right? Megrifoseim and mamguros. What's mamguros? That's really a strange word. So David, I'm going to ask you to translate this. Just read verse 17 because there are 20 different things that this pasuk can mean. Depending on the Mephoshim.
Right. So,
just read the English translation. 17.
Casks of wine have become moldy under their lids. Megrof was saying their lids, I guess, right? Storehouses are laid desolate and silos destroyed, for the grain has withered.
Excellent translation. Of shu, that's a modern word. Ofshu.
The ofshu of
Ayin. If you count
the
Ayin, ofshu is to spoil, right? So there's a mission in Peah that.
Right. They say moldy, interesting, which is an unusual.
Okay, the barrel casks is one.
Right.
Tachas Meg was saying, you can see right under, you can see the film at the top. Like the people who went to the meant to make Yoshua think that they were coming from a far distance, they made their wine to be moldy.
All they did was take Rashi.
Basically. All right, but it's saying that all of the sources of wine and grain are all being spoiled. In other words, even what remains behind, try to save, like Yosef's time. How long can it last?
Yes.
Even what is stored, Shamuel Tzaros, is spoiled. Nothing to. Manen chabehima navochu edrei bakar ki ein mirevahem. I was wondering where we're going to get up to this. What about the animals? He's talking about menachos. What about korbanos? Right. All right, there's no behemoths either because they have nothing to eat.
Right.
What are you going to give them to eat? We might be able to eat certain things that, I don't know, that we can store for a long time, but nuts or something like that. But what are you going to give an animal to eat?
What is the law?
In Mireh.
What When what?
The last thing, Edre had stone, near Shaman.
I mean, even Edre, the vocal Edre Bakar, Edre Etzon, is the underrim of Etzon.
Rashi says, Kalkulu Ba'ashmatam. So what does that mean?
Ashmatam.
Yeah, their guilt, the animal's guilt?
Because of your sins, the land suffers, and as a result, the animals. Elecha Hashem Ekra. If we don't call to you, right? All we can do is call to you now, God. There's nothing. There's no plans. The only thing left is to call to you. So all of the trees, everything is lost. There's nothing left. Gam b'hamos sodet ha'arog elecha, ki yavshu afikei mayim, ve'eshach lo na'os ha'midbar. You know, when it's so dry, because there's no water, any small spark, even a lightning strike,
yes.
In Tasmania. Brush fires.
Yeah, yeah.
That you see in different places. Yeah. So Eishachon Na'osamidbar. Na'osamidbar can mean that, we've become like Na'osamidbar because of this. All right. Okay, we'll stop with this.